time for Swiss Up with Dario Brander. He joins me on the line. Dario, hello. Welcome back to Swiss Up. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well.
Excellent. Yes. Now, in this week's Swiss Up, we're going to have a look at Switzerland's relationship with China. I know, Dario, I know you did an episode about the topic in early 2020, but it wasn't with me, and I would like to know more. And given the ever-increasing importance of China on a world stage, a little refresh is probably in order. So, Dario, starting with a quick overview, please, of the fundamentals of the Swiss-Chinese relationship.
Yes, of course. So Switzerland was one of the first Western countries actually to recognize communist China under Mao Zedong in 1950. And now this laid the basis of a solid relationship. And to this day, Switzerland is actually quite highly regarded by the Chinese among other Western nations, or compared to other Western nations, I should say. Fast forward from 1950 to 1980, and in that year, the Swiss elevator company Schindler became the first international firm in the world to create a co-enterprise with a Chinese company in Beijing. The economic ties have continuously intensified since the 80s, and in 2014, Switzerland ratified a free trade agreement with China, and to this day, it is the only European country, Western European country, besides Iceland to have such a trade deal.
Now, what a tidbit that is every time you step into a lift, in a Schindler lift. Yes. What does the Swiss-Chinese economic relationship represent today?
Now, today, China is a third in terms of where Switzerland imports from. It is also the third most important export market for the Swiss economy. 6.5% of all the goods and services exported by Switzerland go to China. And for the Swiss pharmaceutical industry, China represents the fourth most important market, for example. For Swiss machines and electronics, China is the third most important export market. And for the watch industry, China is the unbeaten number one market. So yes, the Chinese market is an important one for Swiss industry.
Very important. So many industries and even companies actually seem to rely on just a good relationship between two countries. But this relationship has been tested in the past and also fairly recently as well.
Yes, so whenever the topic human rights and political freedom, as you could guess, come into the equation, things get complicated. The relationship was actually at its most difficult after a state visit of China in Switzerland in 1999, where the then Chinese president Jiang Zemin was confronted by Tibet sympathizers who protested in favor of Tibet in Bern. And he was very angered and told the government, he actually scolded the government and told the Swiss government that Switzerland had just lost a very good or a good friend. And that's what he actually said. Switzerland has lost a good friend today.
We have fallen
out.
Yeah,
that was a difficult patch.
Since then, though, things have normalized again. As you mentioned earlier, in the 2014, the free trade agreement that was ratified, it seems that more recently tensions are on the rise again, though.
Yes, last March, tensions arose again as the Swiss government presented its China strategy for the years 2021 to 2024. And in this strategy, the Conseil Fédéral expresses its intention to have the question of human rights be part of all future negotiations. And that didn't go down well with the Chinese ambassador in Bern, who vigorously criticized that idea.
There's a new law. China's unhappy about a new law that's going to be introduced in Switzerland. Can you explain a bit?
Yes. Yes, this is another element that make the relationship a little more tense, you could say. The government is working on a law which aims at limiting foreign investments, notably takeovers of Swiss firms by foreign funds that are either state-owned or have close ties to states. Now, while not specifically directed only against China, the introduction of the law is being drafted as a reaction to some recent developments, such as the takeover of the Swiss chemical company Syngenta by ChemChina in 2016 and other similar cases. In the political arena, that law was dubbed the Lex Syngenta, which really leaves no doubt about who this law is really aimed at. So it is really a reaction to more and more companies getting, more and more Swiss companies being bought up to some degree or sometimes even completely by Chinese government-owned companies or Chinese companies that have close ties to the Chinese government. And so this is also an element that doesn't please, or this law that is to come doesn't please China, obviously. And it can be expected that the relationship between China and Switzerland is going to get more complicated in the future, as the Swiss government attempts to balance economic interests of the companies, but also has to sprinkle in some of the core values of democracy and human rights. Otherwise, it wouldn't go down well. Although I have to say, I'm not very hopeful as to how intensely the Swiss government will insist on core values of democracy and human rights.
I do just love that image that you've created, though, of them sprinkling in some core values of democracy.
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like, right?
Sprinkled.
The Swiss government isn't going to say, you know what, we will stop dealing with you now because the Uyghurs, right? It's
exactly.
Going to be like, yeah, well, you do you and we do we.
We do us.
And let's
do
still
you.
Have deal. Let's yeah. still trade together.
Absolutely. No, that's a really interesting insight that you've given us about what's been happening over the years, why and how we've got to where we are now. Dario Branda, thanks very much for this episode of Swiss Up. If you would like to hear more about Switzerland and a variety of different topics, head to worldradio.ch/Swiss Up. Thanks, Dario.
You're welcome.